Wake up. It's the Morning Motivation with Brittany Daniel.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It's a lot of green going on today. Good morning and welcome back to the Morning Motivation. I am your host, Brittany Daniel. I hope you guys are doing well, beautiful, and blessed on this Monday morning. It is March 14th. You guys, we are halfway through March. The first quarter is almost over, so shout out to my business owners. I hope you guys are blessed and all of that. Go ahead and load up the comments with the good mornings. I will be doing my good morning shout outs in a second. I just want to say today's lesson, I guess you can say, or morning motivational moment is going to be about striving for excellence in everything we do and why this is so important and why making sure we show up as our best selves every single day, even for the things that we don't want to do, is extremely important and crucial. But I'm going to go ahead and jump into the morning prayer, say the morning shout outs, and we will get into it. So thank you so much. If you are not religious or spiritual, it is totally okay. I hope that is okay that I pray for you anyway. So dear Heavenly Father, thank you for waking us up again for another day. I pray for wisdom, strength, discernment, and just a good, open, grateful heart on today. I know it is cold out here in most of the world, especially here in America. However, I know it will be warm soon enough. So thank you for this cold weather, because one day we'll be praying for the cold weather. So all these things I ask in darling son Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. I like to, even though it's cold, right? And I'm not a fan of the cold. I do like to still show gratitude for the weather, because it's going to be the opposite soon enough, right? We're going to be wishing for colder weather when it's hot. So I like to just go ahead and be thankful, right, where we are. Just because you just always want to be grateful. You always want to give it up to the big G. So I'm going to go ahead and do the morning shout outs. Good morning, She Amber. Good morning, LaDonna. It's not time anymore. Yes, the time difference. Oh, yes, it was freak. What was it? Daylight savings time. So yeah, we lost an hour of sleep. So now we're waking up earlier, y'all. How y'all feel about that? Hey, we got to get up and get it. Good morning, Destiny. Good morning, Charlene. Good morning, She Amber. Thank you. Good morning, Nastasia. She Amber said, this is for me today because last night I heard back from my job and she says it would be wonderful fit and give her more time to be able to send out offers to candidates. So yes, congratulations, She Amber. Everybody send out She Amber some congratulations. Good morning, Turquoise. Good morning, Felicia. Good morning, Miss Debbie. Oh, thank you very much. And good morning, Nana. Good morning to everyone. Right. So I'm sure there are going to be some people that are going to miss it this morning. Yes, y'all, daylight saving time. I'm glad y'all getting the notifications, though. That is the most important thing. So thank you so much. If you are not subscribed to this channel, please go ahead and subscribe. Give these videos thumbs up. Comment down below. Even if you don't stay the whole time, come back and comment down below. And I also wanted to be able to share the live stream in real time. I didn't even know that you guys couldn't see that. Yeah, let's see if I could. I don't know how to do that. So I'm going to figure that out, because I definitely want you guys to be able to see all of your comments and things like that. So didn't even know that was possible. I will learn how to do all that. Yes, I'm so excited. So today is all about just being excellent with everything that we do. And the reason why this is important is because we can go through life, right? Like, we all have goals, dreams, and desires and intentions for our lives, right? And I'm hoping that in the midst of us striving for what we want, that we're praying, that we're asking God, that we're aligning with his purpose, right? In the midst of all that. But we, at times, we can be on a journey where things don't always pan out the way we want them to or we expect them to. Like, we launch a business and we have to go back to work. I remember when I took my leap of faith the first time back in Austin, Texas, I was a little disappointed because I thought I was going to be a full-time creator. I had spent 2 years really developing my brand and things didn't really work out for me. So I had to go back to work. I actually had a few jobs in the midst of that while continuing my journey. And sometimes that when we're on our journey, things don't always plan or go as planned. You know, we have a journey, we want to take a leap of faith, or maybe we want to do it at this time, and we are stuck on these jobs, or we have to maintain a job in order to maintain our livelihood, right? I'm noticing now more and more every day that a lot of entrepreneurs are being very honest and transparent, saying, hey, I still have a 9-to-5. You know, yeah, I do all of these great things, but I still work a 9-to-5 job, which I think is very smart if you can definitely handle that. Because when your finances are unstable, it is very hard to be creative, especially if you want to be in a creative capacity, like a content creator, things like that. And you need money to run a business. It takes money to make money. So don't ever feel like you're missing out if you're still at your job, or, oh, you don't have enough time. You actually do. And so the myth is, the more time that you have, the more productive that you have. And that's not always true. I found in the past, not anymore, but I found in the past, I used to be way more productive when I only had like 4 hours to complete something, or if I had to take my time and really maximize that, you know, that window. And that's why I love the book, The Alchemist. The Alchemist is a great, great book. I know somebody here before said that they didn't like the book for whatever reason. What I got out of the book was the young boy was on a journey to his treasure. And in the midst of going and finding and seeking this treasure, which everybody should read it, because you get really good gems depending on what time of life you're reading it and all these good things. Every time I open the book, you get something great out of it. But he was on this journey to find this treasure. And in the midst of him getting to the treasure, he had all these pit stops along the way. You know, there was one time he had to work here, and there was one time where this happened, and one time where this happened. And I don't want to spoil the book, but it ultimately led him exactly to where he needed to be. And we can't take the chapters in our life, even if the chapter that we're sitting in may not look exactly how we want it. Maybe we're not making the money that we want, or we're not in the relationship we want, or we're not at the job or career that we want. It is very pivotal that we always strive for excellence, that we always strive to be our best selves in that moment. So what does that look like? Does that mean to be fake, or does that mean to you know, exude all this fake positivity? Absolutely not. But what that looks like is, it means showing up because that's the person you are, showing up in your greatness because that's the person you are, executing that project, that task, that assignment at the top, at the best peak performance that you can do, not with Stacy's peak performance or Gary's peak performance, but your peak performance, and making sure you're doing your absolute best and putting your best foot forward each and every day. And the reason why you want to do this, especially on a job that you don't like, or you disagree with, or maybe you're just frustrated because you have to be there, the reason why this is so important is because you work this muscle. You gain momentum. If you can gain momentum and excellence in an area that you don't like, imagine what you'll do and take that energy and momentum and put it in something you actually do like and you do want. The myth is, well, I'm not gonna, you know, there's a myth that like, well, I'm going to be lazy. This isn't my dream job. So I'm just going to do the bare minimum, collect my check and go home. That's cool. But do you understand what type of energy that's not only putting on yourself, your life, your karma, but it's also showing other people. Sorry, you guys, I have an emergency going on. They're going to have to wait. That's showing other people that you don't have that standard anywhere else in your life. Does that make sense? It's showing other people, like, or not even other people, it's kind of showing the universe, God, and yourself, to be honest, that you don't set this excellent standard in everywhere in your life. I'll give you guys a perfect example, right? Say somebody is good at business. They're good. You think they're good at business. And then you find out that they're cheating on their wives, right? My whole thing is, if you don't have integrity in one area of your life, I don't believe that you have integrity in the other areas. You can't tell me that you are a peak businessman who does everything right, treats his customers great, does not take from the company, all of these great, amazing, like integrity having characteristics, right? This person has super, super, super integrity. I don't see you having that if you don't have integrity in your personal life. That's just like, you can't steal and well, you can't be a thief in one area and expect to be honest in other areas. And people can say, well, Brittany, that's not true because yeah, I'm not great at my job, but I'm great over here. You can't work two muscles at the same time. Does that make sense? You can't work a lazy muscle in this area and be outstanding in this area. Why not just try to be outstanding across the board? Why not just try to be excellent across the board? I'll tell you guys what, when I was on active duty a few times, right? Even when I was on active duty at one point, then I was a reservist. Then I was a reservist with full-time work, but part-time pay. And then I was a reservist with full-time work. Every time, even if I didn't do well, I always tried to do my best. I always try to put my best foot forward. And what ended up happening over the course of my career is I got a reputation of excellence. Was I the best? No, because everybody's going to have different abilities. Everybody's going to be better in some areas than not. But one thing people couldn't take from me is that I cared about my soldiers. One thing that people couldn't take from me is that I didn't show up, that I didn't care, that I, you know, they always knew that at least I did that. Does that make sense? At least I made sure I took care of my soldiers. At least I showed up every day and tried to put my best foot forward. Even when I didn't do the best, even when I failed, I always tried to show up right uniform, right place, right time, right attitude for the most part. You know, I'm human. Everybody's human. So give yourself some grace, but we have to strive for excellence to gain that hustle muscle, because if you can gain that excellence, if you can gain that top tier peak performance in your job, there's absolutely no problems when you transfer over into your own world, into your own life, or heck, you like your job and you're cool with that. It's going to help you get to the next level. Not only are you going to perform excellence on your job or your career, you're going to perform excellence in your dating life, in your personal life. You're going to show up to with your family in excellence. So I want this to drive home. You cannot exercise two muscles at the same time. You can't be lazy and strive for excellence. The two don't mix. Like oil and vinegar, they don't mix. Good morning, you guys. So continue as much as you can to always put your best foot forward, always show up as your best self, always strive to be the best that you want. So really ask yourself, do a little accountability check, you know, because in order for us to get to the next level, in order for us to be the best, our best selves, to walk in our purpose, to walk in the life God has for us, we have to be honest with ourselves. We can't sit up there and be lying and to ourselves and being in la la land. It's one thing to dream. It's another thing to like live in life in these rose colored glasses, right? Like they say, ignorance is bliss. So true. But if you really want to get to the next level, if you really want to strive and become your best self, if you really want that relationship that's going to set you on fire, you have to maintain a level of honesty with yourself. How are you showing up? You know, and if you're honest, you're like, you know what, I show up, but I do kind of do the bare minimum, you know, and I do kind of surf the internet most of the time I'm at work, or I do, you know, be working on my side business, you know, at work, because I've done it. You know, I used to work on my business when I was working on whatever, but at the end of the day, I made sure that I showed up and that my assignments were done and that I did everything. One thing you couldn't say about me is that I didn't do my job. And one thing you couldn't say is I didn't do well. Made like, again, wasn't the best. You know, I wasn't the best, but I always made sure I showed up and I put my best foot forward. Thank you so much for the super chat, Percy. You guys, super chats are so welcome, so appreciated. So do not hesitate if you feel it in your spirit to go ahead and send me a super chat. I greatly appreciate it. Percy says, good morning, Brittany. Good morning, Percy. This is weird. I was just listening to Tony Robbins last night and he was talking about doing all the things in the spirit of excellence. Oh, that's awesome. So I was watching, I shared this with you guys on my community page on YouTube. So if you guys are not subscribed, you're missing out, because on my community page, I share a lot of the things that I watch personally, the things that get me going every day. And yesterday I was watching my favorite pastor, my pastor Torre from One Church LA. Well, it's just One Church Online now. And he had Devon Franklin on, and I've been a huge fan of Devon Franklin for years. I love that he's faith-based. I love that he's in the industry and that he's also in the same industry I'm in. And I love that he's very clear with his standards about, you know, his faith and things like that. And in this lesson, he talked about this. He talked about service. You know, he talked about wanting to be on a job and he in having this vision for himself. I won't ruin it. I want you guys to go watch it if you have time. But he was saying how he showed up every day as the person, the producer in training. He wanted to be a producer, but he wasn't there yet. So he showed up every day as a producer in training and strive for excellence. My really good friend, Miss Brittany M. I don't know if you guys follow her on Instagram. She's the millennial family. I've interviewed her from the for the basement. And one thing that she said also that I love and stuck out with me in her job is that her CEO called her one day. She's a marketing consultant. She does marketing for corporate, and she also has her own corporate clients that she works for on the side, and she coaches people in marketing and things like that. And one thing she said is her boss called her. If you're Britt watching this, what's up, Britt? Her boss called her, and not her boss, excuse me, the CEO of the company, the CEO of her marketing firm called her and said, "Wow, I'm super impressed because you treat this company as if it's your own. You take care of our clients and our customers as if they were your own. I see the excellence in you." You know, same thing with Devon Franklin. I see the excellence in you. Like, people were praising him because he was a man of service. He didn't care that he wasn't in his dream role yet. He showed up each and every day and strive for excellence. "I didn't care that I wasn't an entrepreneur yet. I showed up each and every day and strive for excellence." And all of my write-ups reflected that. At the end of the year, we get these evaluations, and I never paid any attention to it, you know, because of politics. I wasn't a person that played politics in the office. I'm a polite person. I'm a nice person, but I don't kiss nobody's rear. You know what I mean? I'm professional, but I'm not about to, you know, run behind anybody and do the extra. So I never really paid attention to it. Even after the evaluation, I never really paid attention to it till I was going back and I was looking at my records, and I was like, "Wow, Britt, you have some pretty good write-ups. Brittany is one of the top performing officers I've ever worked with. The way she cares and deals with her soldiers and blah, and just all of these great things," you know, which wasn't why I did it. You know, we don't do things for the recognition. We don't do things for the reward, because if we only do it for the reward and we don't get the reward, we're going to be mad. You're going to be pissed off. Good morning. You're going to be upset with yourself. You know what I mean? So you don't want to do it for the reward, because the reward may not come. But what you do want to do is make sure you're just continuing to strive for excellence each and every day, so that your work, speaks for itself. When you're up for the promotion, or when they say, "Hey, who in your department to your supervisor is somebody I should know about, or is one of the best on the team?" And then they say, "Nelson." Man, every time Nelson shows up, he shows up with a positive attitude. He gives it all to the team. Do y'all know that showing up with a positive attitude and making other people in the work environment's life better makes them want to work with you more? People give people raises and work with people they like and enjoy working with. Like, I don't care how great your work is. If you have a nasty attitude, if you are just stank or lazy, whatever the case may be, and people don't enjoy working with you, then it's peer evaluations matter. How other people feel about you matters. And even though it shouldn't be our concern, that's not the main concern. That's not why you show up and do it. But when people speak of your name, your reputation matters. And the word is going to spread around faster if you're nasty. It's going to spread around faster if you don't know how to work with people. It's going to spread around faster if you're not a good leader and you're just hard to work with. You know, people are already going to get the warning and already get a perception of you before they even get to work with you and hands-on with you. Now, there may be people that gossip in the office that may be lying on you and stuff, but those things fade because your work is going to speak for itself. Before anybody comes on the team, or when people come on the team, who do you want to work with, or projects or anything, your name is going to come up first. So there's a lesson. There are many lessons to learn on our journey, right? When we're striving for what we want, when we're striving for excellence, when we're striving for this life, you don't know why God has you on this path. That's what I definitely want to say on this. You don't know where you're going to end up, or why you're in a job that you're in, or why you went to school for this, or why you had to wait and get this job. And 9 times out of 10, and you can look at it in your own life, when you went through something, or you had to maybe stay in school for something, or had to work a job for something, didn't it always give you something for later on in life? Didn't it always give you a gym or a tool or a skill, especially when you're in alignment, especially when you're striving for what's truly meant for you? Even when you have to work in retail for a couple of years, or even if you have to take this job for right now, you always learn something along the way for the most part, either about yourself, either about people, and you can always take that skill with you. So never curse where you're at right now. Because you never know, or where you've been, I should say that too, because you never know why you were put there. You never know if you were supposed to be there to get strengthened. You don't know if you were supposed to be there to learn something or to get better and develop as a person. Sometimes we're not there because we're not ready. We got some more developing to do. We got some more training to do. We have some more work to do. Maybe on ourselves, maybe in our industry. You know, that's a reason why people go from interns to entry level, and then they work their way up to executive. Nobody just graduates from college and you become an executive. Now, you may skip up to manager, you know, but nobody just goes from employee to executive for the most part, unless you own your own business, right? There's a reason why those levels and phases are necessary. You have to learn what you need to learn at that level. So then when you go to the next level, you know what's already down there. You've been there. And sometimes we try to skip those levels. And I'm not saying that because the richest, Think and Grow Rich says, hey, if you don't have to start at the bottom, don't start at the bottom. So I'm not telling you to start at the bottom. But what I'm telling you is it's okay to be on a leveling up journey. Our generation and the generations after us are going to have a very hard time mentally with jobs because we're not y'all. This is the first time in history where a 25-year-old is expected to come out the gate and be a CEO and a millionaire, and a 30-year-old is expected to have all these things. And it's all this societal pressure and all this, fake pressure. Because we really put it on ourselves because we're like, wow, this person's doing that. I'm not doing enough. Or wow, this person has that job, or this person's in that relationship, or this person has that. And we get all in our head about what we're not doing and where we're not at and all of these things. When you might be exactly where you are to get you to the next level 10 years from now, 15 years from now, 20 years from now, if God says the same and we live a long time, God willing, then it's going to take time. It's going to be a process. You're going to have to learn. How do you think executives know what to do? They know what to do because they did dang near every job below them. So when they get in that executive chair and they get in that managerial chair, they're like, hey, intern, you got to do this because this is what I know how to do this because I did it when I was an intern. Hey, PA, I'm thinking about being on a production line. Producer's assistant. I've been a producer's assistant, so I know what you should be doing. You know, you don't want to go straight to the executive and not know what the guys beneath you are supposed to be doing. Not beneath you, but you guys get what I mean. You know, your subordinates, you don't know what they're doing. There's a reason why you level up in life. Nobody levels down. You got to level up. but you may need to learn things along the way. So don't be fearful in taking your time and learning your industry and working for people to learn. Like, the best thing you can do, honestly, when you're trying to start a business somewhere or learn about a business, is go work for somebody else with that business. You'll get inside information. You'll get tools and so many gems to take along with you on your journey, and lessons that you won't have to learn because you're watching somebody else already go through it. You know, nowadays, good morning, guys. Nowadays, we're like, oh, I don't want to work for anybody else. And I get that. I'm the same way, you know, but when you do work for other people, or when you take some time out, and when I did go work for the news, and when I did do these things and was a waitress at one time, or was a manager at a retail store, I always learned something. I learned more about business. I learned about inventory and overhead. When I was in the military, well, I'm in the military, but when I had a $25 million property book and I had to account for all of those items and learn how to conduct inventories, it allowed me to do that in my own business. You know, when you have to account for other people's money at the cashier's register, and you know how to, you have to account for every penny and do your books, you learn how to do that for your own business as well. So you never know what type of lessons and tools and opportunities you can learn along the way that's going to help you get to exactly where you want to go. Or maybe you don't want to start your own business, but you want to move up in your industry and in your field. You need to know what you need to know at your level. Because if you were to skip it, you're going to miss something critical that you're going to need at this level. So maximize what you guys have right now in front of you. Show up every single day as your best self. Put your best foot forward every single day, because you will not regret doing your best. You will never regret doing your best. You never know who's watching you. You never know what opportunities can come from it. Somebody else can see you and say, wow, who is that? Who is that? I want them to work for me, because they're working this job impeccably. Man, you never know who may stroll in or come in, or you may be, you never know. You never know who's watching you. You never know that your supervisor or boss maybe gearing up for their own company. And they could say, wow, you know what? You work really hard, Melindy. I want you to come with me. Or I have another job opportunity. One of my friends works here. Or maybe the business is going to go under, but because your reputation is so sharp, they may say, hey, our job is closing down, but I have somebody for you. You never know who's watching you. So you always want to make sure to put your best foot forward. Always, 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 always. And it's okay to help somebody else with their dreams and their goals along the way. Like, don't think that we only have to work on ourselves. You know, in the book, The Alchemist, it talked about, he stopped. And this part of the book always stood out to me. And it was a time where he got to Africa and he had to work in a crystal shop. He worked in a crystal shop for 2 years. Now, that wasn't his plan. That wasn't what he thought he was supposed to do. But you never know what God has brewing in the midst of that, right? You never know why you're being placed there, or why you feel like you may be being delayed. Does that make sense? So in the midst of him working in this crystal shop, not only did he learn, he saved money, and he had all of these little opportunities to learn, but he was supposed to be there for a reason. He was helping a man build his business. He was helping a man strive. And not only that, he learned in that time period. So really, really, really think about that. Like, it's okay. It's not about putting your dreams on hold. But sometimes there are some lessons that you can learn through other people, from other people. Collaboration is key, especially when you're trying to start your own business. So really think about that. How can you show up more excellently in your work? And not even skipping that, let's go over to your personal life. How can you show up more excellently in your personal life? How can you show up more excellently for your family members and your friends and your significant other and your children? You know, because we can, one thing that we can get, we can do is we can give on the job because we'd have been shucking and jiving or keeping up, you know, this excellent image and get home and be like, oh, I ain't got nothing for nobody. I ain't got it to give you or none of y'all, and have an attitude at home, which I doubt, but you know what I mean? Like, how do you show up for the people that you love? Are you kind? Are you patient? Are you honest? You know, especially to my men, don't think and really look at your life in a whole scope, right? You can't do good in one area and be trifling or trash in another area and expect your life to be smooth. I definitely don't think karma, God, the universe, nothing is working like that. Like, if you can't be a cheater and expect to be blessed in other areas. And you may be for a short period of time, but everything catches up with you eventually. So ensure that not only are you being excellent in your work life, but you're also being excellent in your personal life. You're also showing up as your most authentic self, that you're showing up and you're continuously working on yourself, because working on yourself in your work life and working on yourself in your personal life are two different beasts, y'all, because there's things that your people on your job are not going to ever see. You know, there are certain things that you're going to do in your career that people will never see because they're not intimately close to you. You know, everything isn't everybody's business. I love putting my life out there, but nobody's going to know everything. Because I'm a private person, believe it or not. I'm an open book to a certain extent, but I'm a very private person. So there are going to be things and lessons that I'm going to have in my personal life that I'm not going to have in my business life. But they're both extremely important. And sometimes the lessons we learn in our personal life are far more valuable than the business life or your work life, because these things are really truly to your core, because you're your most authentic self with the people that you love. You're the most authentic you with the people who know you the best. You know, there are things that I would never show the internet, but everybody in my personal life will absolutely know about. You know, I haven't posted my relationship publicly, but everybody that I know in my personal life knows about my relationship, has met this man, has known this man. Does that make sense? But if it wasn't for certain things we go through in our relationships or with our children or with our family members that really we have to work on and strive to be better. Maybe we have great communication skills in the office because we're not emotionally attached to it. So we're like, hey, if Larry doesn't like it, not a big deal. But maybe how we react in our personal life needs work because our emotions are tied to it, or it takes more strength or desire, or we don't have any self-control because we communicate like a child in our relationship. Or we have a nasty attitude with the people that we love, which is possible. Again, we can't be excellent over here and be trash over here. And I use the word trash and garbage lightly, so I hope I don't offend anybody. But that's key. Like, don't be excellent in your business and excellent online and excellent with your social media, but at home, you can't communicate with your loved ones, or you have a nasty attitude, or that's not good either. Or you're cheating, or you're being manipulative, or, you know, you're not doing right over here. To be honest, that's the most important part, because when the job is gone, or when you lose it, God forbid, or when you're going through a transition, or maybe even when you're up, the people who have been there through it all are still going to be there. So you want to make sure you honor and treat them right, and you're working on yourself, because they're going to tell you and show you way more about yourself than these people over here. These people over here, your business side, are only going to see the surface of you. They're not going to see you when you're down. They're not going to see you when you're crying. They're not going to see you vulnerable. They're not going to see you miserable. They're not going to see you depressed. They're not going to see the real you. You get a they get a very a great representative, as you should. You're supposed to be professional, right? As you should. The folks over here in your personal life, your true people, your loved ones, your, even if you just got one, this also takes nurturing, excellence, being impeccable with your word, right? Being honest, being vulnerable, all of these great things, because this is what's truly going to show you who you are. Grand Rising. This is truly, truly, truly going to show you who you are. And if you don't work on yourself in this area, then there's a lot of personal development that you won't get. You know, as much as my relationship is great, I'm always improving, y'all. I do not have all the answers. I am not a perfect person by a long stretch. I still have my things that I'm working on and the things that I need to get better. And thankfully, I have a significant other who is able to communicate my shortfalls so I can get better. You know, and don't stray away from that. When somebody tells you about yourself, especially in your personal life, and they're doing it from a place of love and honesty, even if it hurts, even if it's cringy, even if it's like, oh, I know this, or I, you know, take it in, like breathe through the anxiety, breathe through the uncomfortability. What is it? Being uncomfortable, because it's uncomfortable. Like, nobody wants to be told about themselves. Nobody wants to hear that, you know, they're not doing the best or somebody feels a way. Nobody wants to hear that. It's like, oh, me, ouch, you know, ego. Ooh, our egos want to be like this. But the person that we want to strive to become, our future selves, need to be like this, front row and center. Okay, what do I need to do to be better? Tell me. You know, if I'm not communicating properly, tell me how I can get better. What should I do? And I do this with my significant other all the time. You know, we'll have these incidences where some things will be said or something will happen. And then we'll come to a place and he'll be like, you know what, Britt? You know, when you do this, X, Y, and Z happens. Or, you know, you should really work on this. Or I want to bring something to your attention. And I do the same for him. That's why I say, ladies, while you're single, keep dating, because you never know what type of gems or what other people are going to bring out of you. Men too. Men, listen to these women when they tell you about yourselves, please. But and ladies, listen to these men when they tell you about yourself. If it's coming from a loving place, if it's coming from a narcissist, don't worry about it. But when it's coming from a real loving place and somebody genuinely cares about you and they tell you, yes, discomfort. Thank you, Lindy. Discomfort, right? But when they're telling you from a loving place and it's done kindly, listen to it. Even if it's uncomfortable, even if there's discomfort, even if you're like, ooh, I don't want to hear this, because it's going to make you a better person. You know, even if you get reprimanded at your job or your boss brings you in and they're like, you know what, you're not really performing well, or you can be better in this area. As much as we don't want to hear it, take it in. People aren't against you. When people are telling you about yourself, they're not against you. They really want you to get better, because the people who don't give a crap about you are just going to talk behind your back. Are just going to make the situation probably worse. They're not going to come to you and tell you to your face areas that you can improve on and ways to be better. And you need those, you guys. And the reason why we need that is because we can only do so much for ourselves. That's why when you're wanting a relationship or you're dating, it is great to want to be your best self or want to become the best you can before you get with somebody, right? To be the best you. However, 9 times out of 10, you can't, because you need people around you. You need somebody to tell you, hey, you're working on this, because there's only so much you can see for yourself. There's only so much you can do for yourself. And I'm being 100% honest. You can go to therapy. You can work on yourself. You'd be like, oh, I'm good. You know, I'm ready. And you get in a relationship or you get with somebody, you go to a job and they're like, you know what? You still got some work to do. And you'd be like, ooh, but it's okay, because everybody is like that. You're never going to be completely done, healed, everything. You're constantly doing the work. But remember, we don't want to carry around these emotional trunks. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. We want to make sure that we have everything down to a carry-on bag. And for those of you who are new, that don't know that analogy is, you know, a lot of us, we have a lot on our backs. We have a lot going on. We have past trauma. We have stuff that we're dealing with now, but we have to deal with it so we don't carry around these emotional trunks and trying to make people deal with all of this baggage that we have. But we're supposed to unpack it, heal from it, take things out, place some good stuff in and get it down to a nice little carry-on so we can bring it along with us. You know, rolling through the airport with a carry-on is so much easier. Rolling through the airport, we can't do this anymore. But back in the day, rolling through the airport with a huge bag or a huge trunk, hello, especially if you're late for your flight, you can't do it. So we want to make sure that we are putting our best foot forward each and every day. Miss Debbie says, I love that because serving others is excellent as excellence too. Absolutely. And that's another thing is like, we have to be, when did we get out of the realm of being service to one another? Like, I understand that, especially here in America, we're a very, very, very selfish society, very much so. Which is not always a bad thing because we can be individuals. We can have our own dreams, destinies, and desires. So I think that that's a beautiful thing. But sometimes we can be very selfish where people only think about themselves and we miss out on being servants and serving one another. What I feel I do for you guys is a lot of service. This is the way I give back in my personal life. And I also give back with volunteer work and blah, 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 you know, and different things. But how do we serve one another? You know, on your job, that's, you know, if you don't like your job, just say, hey, God is testing me in my service right now. So let me just serve. Let me be quiet. Let me get a positive attitude and let me serve. And when you go into a sense with having a positive attitude, number one, a positive mindset, being grateful, even if you don't like your job, thank God I got one. Into the time being. And then while you don't like your job, I hope that you're out there getting your resume together, updating your LinkedIn and searching for a new one. Don't just be passive. I'm not telling anybody just to stay in some mess because they don't like it. No, be proactive with your life, right? We don't just take life as it, we're proactive. But when, you know, have a mindset of service. Have a mindset of, you know what, I'm going to go in here and I'm going to be my best self. I'm going to do what's needed. And when you operate from that place, even if you don't like your job, it becomes a little bit more fulfilling. Guarantee it. The times where I was just like, you know what, I'm putting my head down. I'm just going to serve. I'm here. Thank God I got this job. Even though I don't like it, Lord, you know, I don't like it. Thank God I got it. I'm just going to do the best I can with what I got and put my best foot forward and serve. And show up and be excellent every day. And in that, man, you just feel better. You just feel better. You don't have all that anxiety. Not saying it won't be there, but mindset is everything. You hate your job. You hate your career. Sitting there every day, 9 to 5. I hate this place. I hate this place. I hate this place. You think your attitude is going to be good? You think your mindset's going to be good? Do you think that your energy... Because you guys, your energy can speak before you do. You know, you ever been at the job or office and you maybe not wanted to be there, but you like, you know what? I got myself in some good spirits. Okay. I pumped myself up for the day. I'm good. And somebody came in with a nasty attitude or your boss came in or somebody had the energy was off at the morning meeting. You'd be like, ew, I was all good. And now here you come with your nasty energy. You know what? Don't be the person with the nasty energy. Nobody wants that. Nobody likes that. Nobody wants to be there anyway. So don't be making it rain. Don't rain on everybody's parade. You know what I mean? You want to make sure that you are being your best self and putting your best foot forward. Oh, I love the comments. And thank you for coming in on Twitch. I normally just, you know, stream on Twitch. And I know Twitch is a different type of platform, but I'm glad I'm reaching out. I got your comment in a second. So Nana says, my faith in God is tremendous. It has tremendously helped me to strive for excellence because I know he is always looking, even if no one else does. and I always want to please him. I love that. I love that. I love that. Come on, Percy. Percy says, Brittany, I think that in the Black community now is more accepting of therapy. Back in the day, it was a negative stigma. Of course. But now that we know that it's not, we need to go get therapy. Hello. We need to go get it. What's up, Powerpuff B? I'm struggling with this right now. How do you get your mindset on track? I love that question. So how you get your mindset on track is first gratitude. I don't know how spiritual you are. Here we pray a lot, no matter what your denomination is. I firmly believe it helps so much in life to believe in something outside of ourselves, whether you call it the universe, God, Allah, does not matter to me. I don't know if it matters to God. That's between you and him or her or whatever you feel God is for you. I don't put any type of box for anyone, but believing in a higher power is helpful for one, because not only believing you have somebody else to lean on or something else to lean on outside of yourself, you can give all of your burdens onto that being. For me, it's God. So I'm just going to say God. I can lay all my burdens onto God. And then also I can be grateful. So I always try to start the day with gratitude. Like this morning when I prayed, I said, well, thank God for the cold. And the reason why I want to thank God for the cold is because I live in Georgia. And in a couple weeks and a couple months, it's going to be hotter than wasabi hot sauce outside. Okay. It's going to be hot outside. And I like to be grateful in the time that I'm in, because you never know what tomorrow is going to bring. So being grateful for your job or being grateful for whatever scenario you're in, because there's so many people that don't have employment. So let's thank God that we have employment. And then two, we are creators of our own lives. So the third step is taking responsibility for where you're at. If you don't like that job, you applied for it, right? You asked to be there. You went on a job interview. You filled out an application. You filled out an application. You went on a job interview. You got hired. So you have to take responsibility, say, hey, I put myself here, so I can't be too mad at the choice and the decision that I made. And if you made the choice and decision and find out that you don't like it, good morning, then you just change it. And how do you change it? By redoing your application, redoing your resume and start applying to other jobs. But sometimes it's best to just sit in the job for a little bit, depending on your circumstance and your situation and what type of industry you're in, and making sure it aligns with your purpose, right? And what you're supposed to be doing. But in the midst of that, just apply for somewhere else and go on job interviews, and then until you get another job, because we create our lives. Everything may not go as perfectly planned, but we have to take ownership in the decisions that we make. You know, I could be mad all day that I'm in the military, but I chose to join, you know. Now, fast forward 13 years, this is my 13th year, actually at the end of the month, even though I 13 years later, I'm like, I don't know if I should have did that. I don't like this. But at the same time, I made the choice. So it's honoring, hey, I made a choice. It was a cool choice at the time. I'm thankful for everything that came, you know, and I'm glad I learned the lessons. I'm glad I got the money. But, you know, I learned about it, kind of screwed up my mental health. So I'm doing something about it. Does that make sense? So it's all on your mindset. It's all about what you choose to focus on. You can choose on focusing like, oh, I hate this job. It's crap. Oh, I hate everybody here. Why am I here? Oh my God, I can't wait to get off. I can't wait to get off. That energy does nothing for you. And the reason why is that clock is going to move slower. You're going to end up being toxic. You're going to create a toxic work environment. Nobody's going to want to be around you. You're going to give bad, horrible customer service. And let me just say this. This is in my spirit. If you are in a customer service industry and you do not like your job, please quit. Because don't nobody want to deal with you when they come into the office and they're trying to get their paperwork done and they're trying to, you know, handle things and you got a stank attitude. Don't nobody want to deal with you. Please, please make us all happy and just get another job. Leave. Because that's the most annoying thing in the world. When you go somewhere and somebody just got some stank energy and you're like, why are you here? Why are you working? So one is like not creating that experience for somebody else, you know, not getting in your own way. I think that's just your mindset is just one, being grateful, showing up with a positive attitude. If you don't like it, change it, because you're an adult and you can change your life. I'm serious, but don't nobody wants a person who gives horrible customer service. Why do you think people love Chick-fil-A so much? Their chicken is aight. Their food is not the best. I'm sorry. Their waffle fries are cool. Their sauce is good. Chick-fil-A is not the best chicken in the world. You know why people always go to Chick-fil-A? One, they have a perception of being a healthier option. That's the first thing. But secondly is the customer service. My pleasure. How can I help you? Welcome to Chick-fil-A. What can I get for you? What can I get started for you today? Or whatever they say. And they're most of the time pleasant. It's in their culture and their corporate culture. You have to be pleasant. You have to say my pleasure. It's a part of they've instilled this into their employees. If you go down to and everybody's done it, when you go fill out paperwork at the city hall or whatever, when you get a nice lady that's pleasant and smiling and happy to be there, it makes the experience better. Don't be that person. Don't make nobody else's day stink because you don't want to be at your job. That's kind of how you do it. Just change your mindset, change the way you think about it. Latoya says, I got to watch this again because I came late. It's okay. I'm struggling with, especially with time management. I am late everywhere I go. And I believe it's a deeper issue than just being late. Latoya says, I'm looking into a therapist to help me because I know that I want to live a life of excellence and I need to make some changes. The only reason why you're late, Latoya, is because you tell yourself you're always late. Be careful of the stories we tell ourselves, ladies and gentlemen. And the reason why I can say that, Latoya, and I don't know you, so please take this with a grain of salt. And please, if that's what you want, girl, go get some therapy. I'm in therapy every week. But be careful with the stories we tell ourselves. If we tell ourselves, well, I'm always late, you're going to honor that story. If you tell yourself, hey, I show up with excellence everywhere I go, or everything I do is excellent, that's how you're going to show up. If you say I'm a smoker, you're going to smoke. If you say I work out and I eat healthy, I'm a health nut. Your whatever story and narrative you tell yourself is a story and narrative that you are going to stick with. The reason why I'm always on time is because I have 5 alarms. I make sure I set, not only do I use, because everybody got a calendar. This is to all my late people, because I did this poll on Instagram. I'm the on time friend to y'all late people. Look, this is what we going to do. We got a couple of minutes. Go to your calendar. Click on the date. Add the notification of what you need to do, right? Put the description in if you have an iPhone. Down here, it has a little alert tab. You could push that. You can alert yourself the day, 2 days before, a day before, an hour before, 2 hours before, 30 minutes before, 15:30, all of these time hacks a week before, you can alert yourself. So what I do to keep myself on time is I put the thing that I have to do, right? Whether it's a meeting, whether I got to be somewhere. And then I remind myself the day before and I set in a 2-hour alarm. So my phone goes off 2 hours prior. And then I might even go back and make another one that's 30 minutes prior. And then before, the day before or the day of, I always check the GPS to see how much time it's going to take me to get there. And then I try my best to leave a little wiggle room for traffic. But even if I know where I'm going, I always check my GPS to make sure, like, hey, is there any traffic or anything like that, to make sure I'm always on time. All you got to do is put the steps in there necessary to make sure that you're on time. It's really that simple. But if you tell yourself, well, I'm always late, you're always going to be late. Like people that always miss their flights, I don't understand. All you got to do is get there early. All you got to do is backwards plan. It's really simple. It's really simple, but it may be deeper. So I'm so happy for you, Latoya. I'm so happy that you're going to therapy and that you're going to fix it and make it work for yourself. I'm so proud of you for that. But to my people who are just late to be late, it's because the story you tell yourself. Ms. Debbie says, profound. It can be so hard to thrive in business and prioritize family. Still working on that. It's a work-life balance. But one thing I do is I say, hey, did I work enough? Yeah. Okay. Does my family need a little time and attention? Yes. So I spend a little time with them. You know, it is a balance. It's not always easy, but we make time for everybody. If you don't get nothing out of this, we make time for what we want to make time for. Nobody's too busy. When somebody says, oh, I don't have time for that, they don't want to. When a man says, oh, I don't have time to date, he doesn't want to. Because if he wanted to, he would make time for it. Whatever we want to do, we make time for it. We want to go to the gym. I don't got no time. 30 minutes. We would make time. We would make time. We make time for what we want to make time for. I'm sorry, y'all, my morning motivators or my morning motivation crew. Y'all let me know. I'm going to let y'all actually, y'all going to vote on Instagram, see what y'all want to be called. But you guys, you're going to believe whatever story you tell yourself. So if you tell yourself, I show up with excellence. If I give my best, I show up with positive energy every day. Even on the days you don't want to, you're still going to be naturally programmed like that's who I am. So I'm going to show up as that. I'm headed to a meeting, but I can't wait to watch the playback. Oh, have a great day, Sydney. She's probably already gone. Have a great day to anybody who has to go to work. I hope you guys have a blessed day. I'm going to finish reading the comments and then I'm going to close out. So thank you. Make sure you guys load up the comments if you guys have any last remarks. Fantastic cookie of India. Done me and all my friends, please. Let's see. Devon Franklin was talking about a service being a part of excellence during Pastor Torrey Roberts. I know it was such a good sermon. If you guys did not see it, Diavion just said it's such a good message. I shared it on my community page. Y'all go back and watch it. First of all, I love Pastor Torrey, period. PT is awesome. And I really do like Devon Franklin's message, especially when he talks about faith. And when you guys see these public figures, don't get caught up in their personal lives. And we don't know about me. All that stuff is his business. But as a speaker and as somebody who I have a couple of his books, I think he is, especially if you're a person of faith, if you guys want to incorporate faith into your work, definitely read the book Produced by Faith by Devon Franklin. I read that a couple years ago and it really changed my outlook on working and my faith and incorporating my faith into my work. He actually kind of gave me a little courage of how to do this, because a lot of people would tell you, oh, talk about God and don't do this. And that's all I know how to do because that's what I love. This message is so timely, getting into a positive mindset for my interview in 30 minutes. Thank you for serving us this morning. Good luck, Crystal. Everybody, you guys, send Crystal all positive vibes. Good luck. I hope it's the job that you've been waiting for. I pray that you get it. And I pray that you get paid more than you expect to get paid. Hello. God sent me here for a reason. I like your thought process. I do highly recommend therapy for those that are curious. Sometimes we need people like Brittany to remind us that we got this. Oh, I appreciate that. And you know what? And thank you for saying that, Powerpuff B, because I was going to stop streaming on Twitch, but something told me just keep streaming. You never know who's going to watch. Keep streaming. You never know who's going to watch. So thank you for that. Latoya say, you're right though, Brady. I'm going to implement this and work on it. Thank you for the advice. No problem. It's really all we got to do is just tell ourselves different. When you tell yourself I'm excellent, I show up and I give my best no matter what, no matter how I feel, no matter who's watching, no matter what job it is, you will just increase. Man, you'll just start. But if you say, hey, I don't like this, I ain't going to do it. That's the energy and the attitude that you're going to have. Oh, your morning motivations are getting better, even better. Thank you. I appreciate that, Percy. Yeah, good luck, Crystal. Host, please tell your friends to get. Okay. Y'all, we going to block this bird. I don't know what they talking about. Sorry, got to be blocked because you up here doing too much. Good luck, Crystal. Oh, another excellent morning motivation. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Daylight savings time will be in 2 weeks here in UK. We'll need to be here on time. Oh, wait, what? So you guys do daylight savings time different than we do in America? What? Is that possible? I didn't even know that. I thought the whole world was on the same time. I'm so confused. I'm so sorry for y'all who missed it. Wait. Oh, and Anaya, you won the book giveaway last week, sweetheart. Please DM me. I don't know if you were here, Anaya. You won the book giveaway last week. So please DM me your address. Wait, what? Well, hey, UK. Yeah, we had daylight savings time. Oh my gosh, so you guys missed it. Okay, so please run it back if you guys were late. It's okay. Totally fine. That's why I keep it up on YouTube and Facebook and all that great stuff. So I hope you guys got something out of it today. I can't believe that. You guys, in 2 weeks, the world isn't on the same page with the time. I'm so confused. I thought we were all in this together. See how ignorant we can be in America. Godly. But I hope you guys had a beautiful and blessed day. Oh my gosh, it's different from y'all. So what time is it? Are y'all in a what? How are we on different time? Oh no, y'all are going to miss my morning motivations. It's 7 a.m. for y'all, hour earlier. But I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed week. I just learned something. Now I'm about to be all up on Google trying to figure this out. Like, wait, what? I thought we were in this together. I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed day. Even with one less hour of sleep, do not forget to show up as your most authentic and excellent self. I pray that you guys have a beautiful, beautiful and blessed day. Goodbye, you guys. Have a great, great, great day. Good luck on your interview, Crystal. Good luck on your interview, She Amber. Oh my gosh, I cannot believe it. Oh, well, happy afternoon. That's crazy. I'm going to do some more research. You blew my mind today. Oh, we got another comment before we get out of here. Apparently the time changed and I didn't know. So I started at 8. Oh no. Yeah, you guys, make sure you guys are on time for work today. It is earlier. It is 9 a.m. here in America on the East Coast. But I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed day. Love you guys so much. Do not forget to subscribe to this channel. Give this video a thumbs up. Comment below. I truly, truly appreciate it. Oh, you guys are awesome. I will see you guys tomorrow, y'all. Bye, y'all.